In this video, we will talk about daughter micro-churches without losing unity. Whenever a church begins multiplying smaller gatherings, an important question comes up. How do we multiply without fragmenting? That question matters. A daughter micro-church should not become a separate personality movement, a private ministry brand, or a disconnected spiritual club. It should grow as an extension of the church's mission, doctrine, prayer, and love. Unity does not mean every gathering looks exactly the same. A daughter microchurch in a rural village may look different from one in an apartment building. A table church may look different from a workplace gathering. A digital fellowship may have a different rhythm from a neighborhood microchurch. Healthy unity is not sameness. Healthy unity is shared faithfulness. Daughter microchurches stay united when they share a common gospel, common doctrine, common mission, common accountability, and common love for Christ and the church. This requires communication. The planter should stay in contact with the pastor, elder, mentor, or sending team. The daughter microchurch should know how it relates to the mother church. Participants should understand whether they are part of a church ministry, a daughter church expression, or a developing church plant. Confusion weakens unity. Unity also requires humility. The mother church must not treat daughter microchurches as second-class ministries. Small gatherings can become powerful places of discipleship, care, evangelism, and leader development. At the same time, daughter microchurch leaders must not treat the mother church as unnecessary once the gathering begins to grow. Both need each other. The local church provides roots. The daughter microchurch extends branches. A common mistake is allowing comparison to grow. People may say, our gathering is more real, or the main church is more important, or that microchurch is doing things differently, so it must be wrong. These attitudes can create division. A better posture is shared mission. The church can celebrate stories from daughter microchurches. Microchurch leaders can encourage participation in larger church life when appropriate. Leaders can pray together, learn together, and raise up future planters together. Daughter microchurches multiply best when they remain connected to a larger body. The goal is not scattered groups doing their own thing. The goal is one mission expressed in many places. Christ proclaimed, disciples formed, leaders raised, neighbors loved, and communities renewed. When unity is protected, multiplication becomes a blessing rather than a fracture.